This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are broadcasting from northern Minnesota, a place where people keep secrets. They keep secrets like, what's in the salad? How do you really feel about your spouse? And, of course, the big one, where are the blueberries?
Oh, hey, hon, I put out some fresh blueberries for lunch.
Thanks, babe. These are great. Where did you get these?
The Grand Rapids Farmer's Market. Guy said he picked them yesterday.
Isn't that amazing? You can get something this good from the woods right here in northern Minnesota? I mean, it's free. You could probably even make some money.
Hey, are you talking about breaking blue?
Who are you, and why are you on our patio?
Name's Jesse. I was sleeping under your picnic table. Listen, if you want to run bloobs, I can help. But you got to know, it's not a hobby. It's life on the dark blue side.
Come on, how hard could it be?
Oh, easy to start, hard to stop. You'll see. Soon enough, Henry and Karen got started. I said I'd move the berries for them for a 20% cut. They thought it was so easy, but they didn't know they were laying their grasping hands on Betsy's bloobs.
They're nearby. I read online that blueberries grow in pine forest meadows like this.
I think I see an opening over there.
Hi there.
Oh. Jeez, lady, you came out of nowhere.
What you folks doing way out here?
Oh, well, we're out here to pick...
Nothing. How about you?
Oh, not much. I enjoy the forest.
yeah, us too?
This is my grandson, Mountain.
Sweet Lord, his neck veins have additional veins.
Well, I guess we have to walk back to the car.
That's the first smart thing I've heard you two say.
They were lucky to get away. This was the last exit off Blueberry Highway, but these two went screaming past. Henry snuck into Betsy's senior living community and replaced the tennis balls on her walker with wads of flypaper.
I'm stuck!
Karen catfished Mountain into believing that he was going to meet up with the girl of his dreams at Jimmy John's. When she didn't show, he was heartbroken. Now, before you know it, Henry and Karen were back in the woods, panning that blue gold.
Blueberries!
They're ours!
Soon, Henry and Karen were the bigwigs of the bush. They'd even send out low-level pickers to bring in more berries. We call them Smurfs. They work for a cut of the berries, and they're all messed up. But before long, the blue-running racket took its toll on Henry and Karen.
911, what's your emergency?
It's my wife. She's passed out. Her lips are blue.
Freezer's full. We gotta eat them.
When you're getting your thrills on Blueberry Hill, everybody wants a piece of your turf. If it wasn't the tourists from out east...
Hey, it looks like there's some blueberries out here.
They're all poison. Leave or die.
It was the bears. But what finally did them in? A bunch of bloob-thirsty homeschooled kids.
Josiah, Jacob, Naomi, Hezekiah, Rebecca, Belsheba, Adam, Abraham, Ruth, Moses, fill five buckets each and pass your science class.
They were brutally efficient. It was over for Henry and Karen. They entered the witness protection program so no one else finds the best blueberry picking spots in Itasca County. In fact, you might see them at a local farmer's market near you.
Oh, look at us, hon, buying blueberries at the market.
Yeah, babe, we get to live the rest of our lives like schnooks.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. Oh, my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I did it my way.